From Orchestra Hall in Chicago, this is Norman Pellegrini welcoming you to a concert by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Sir George Schulte, music director. Sir George conducts this week's concert, and our guest soloist is soprano Dame Kiri Tekanoa. She will be heard in both of the composer's music to be heard in this concert. In the first part of the concert, she will sing four songs of Du Parc, Le Manoir de Rosamonde, Au pays où se fait la guerre, Fidèle, and L'Invitation au Voyage. In the final part of the program, Sir George will conduct the Mahler Symphony No. 4 in G major, and Dame Kiri Tekanoa will be the soprano soloist in the final movement of that music. And in fact, now here are our soloist, Dame Kiri Tekanoa, and our conductor, Sir George Schulte, to perform these four mélodies or songs by Henri Duparc. Dame Kiri, warmly applauded by the orchestra as well as the audience. And now for the Duparc.
Yeah.
for Songs or Mélodie of Henri Duparc, sung by Dame Kiri Tekanoa with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Sir George Schulte conducting. We heard Le Manoir de Rosamonde, Rosamonde's Manor, Au pays où se fait la guerre, To the Country at War, Fidèle, and L'Invitation au Voyage, Invitation to a Journey. Cries of bravo and great applause from the Orchestra Hall audience and the Chicago Symphony. Welcome back to Center Stage in Orchestra Hall Chicago, Dame Kiri Tekanoa. She last appeared with the Chicago Symphony in a performance of the Brahms' German Requiem, which she recorded with this orchestra and its chorus, Sir George conducting, and Bernd Feichel, the baritone, a Grammy Award-winning recording. And once more, the applause recall both Dame Kiri Tekanoa and Sir George Schulte, and the members of the Chicago Symphony are asked to stand with them. In this season of concert and opera, Dame Kiri Tekanoa has performed, among other things, both the Marschallin in Rosenkavalier and the title role in Strauss's Arabella at the Metropolitan Opera. She was born in Gisborne, New Zealand. She's appeared in films, of course, as well as in concert, in opera, and on recording. She is, of course, one of the most sought-after sopranos in the world today. And here she is again for a solo bow, Dame Kiri Tekanoa. And she throws a kiss to the orchestra, as she did each time she came out, and again shakes hands with concertmaster Samuel Magid. Bows very deeply to this orchestra hall audience. Stunning looking woman, of course, as well as having a wonderful voice. She turns and again outstretched hands as a gesture of warmth and affection and thanks to the Chicago Symphony for their applause as well as their performance. Broadcasts of Chicago Symphony Orchestra concerts are heard on the Amoco Chicago Symphony Orchestra radio network. And now, here once more are Dame Kiri Tekanoa and Sir George Schulte to perform with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 4 in G. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gustav Mahler, Symphony No. 4 in G Major, performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Sir George Schulte conducting. In the final movement, the text from this Knabenwunderhorn, The Child's Picture of Heaven, Das himmlische Leben, sung by soprano Dame Kiri Tekanoa. A couple of days after these performances in Orchestra Hall, all of these forces will record this work for London Decca Records. Sir George returns to center stage and shakes hands with our co-concertmasters, Samuel Maggot in first chair, Victor Ate in second, and then the entire Chicago Symphony stands with its music director since 1969, Sir George Schulte. The Chicago Symphony and Sir George are currently re-recording, that is, Sir George, we should say, is re-recording all of those Mahler symphonies which he has not recorded before with this orchestra. He had recorded a complete cycle, but some of those symphonies were with other orchestras. He is re-recording them with this orchestra. And Sir George is on stage with Dame Kiri. He asked Samuel Maggot to stand. Mr. Maggot, of course, for his solos, particularly in the second, but also in the third movement as well. And then the entire orchestra again. Over just the last couple of years, Sir George and the CSO have recorded the second, third, and fourth Mahler symphonies, and the ninth as well together. The first still remains to be recorded with Sir George and this orchestra, that in a future season. Here again are Dame Kiri Tekanoa, Sir George Schulte, they center stage, and again the members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra asked to stand with them.